The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on Newstalk.
A new coalition to combat the cost of living was launched outside Leinster House today with some concrete suggestions as to lessen or decrease the pain people are feeling when it comes to things like paying for petrol, paying for groceries, paying for their energy at home, paying for everything in between. Sue Shaw is one of the people who's part of this coalition. She's the CEO of the Irish Senior Citizens Parliament. Sue, you're welcome to the show. Tell us about this group, this coalition, and what you want.
Hi, how are you doing? Good to talk to you, Kieran. Yes, the coalition, I suppose, is a group of organisations who have come together to look at how the people they represent most or they work with are impacted by the absolute impact of the cost, the real increase in cost of living. So for our members within the Parliament, it's trying to manage those increases on a state pension, which is extremely difficult. So what we're asking for is a recognition of how this is affecting mostly those on a lower income and looking to build ways to address this.
And
in particular, okay, we would say that our older members are very concerned around, you know, normally coming into the summer, they would say things like, well, we can save a little bit for my fuel winter costs. It doesn't look like that's going to be possible because of the increases. Their shopping bill is huge. Looking at retrofitting their homes is for many of them beyond a possibility for them. The cost of fuel, if you're living in rural Ireland and there isn't an adequate infrastructure to get you to the local shops, then all of that absolutely means they're being hammered by these costs.
And
as is everybody.
Yeah, and how have your members, Sue, and the people you represent, how do they assess the government's attempts thus far to reduce the impact of rising costs?
I think they appreciate in some sense that there is a recognition of there is a rising cost and it is very, very hard, but is not coming anywhere near enough to meet the need. Like if you look at a 23% increase in gas, almost 25% interest in electricity. So support to a one-off payment isn't really going to help people. So what they're saying is we need to do more. We're willing to sit down and look at how that might be doing, hence the idea that we come together as a coalition. It isn't that we're saying we understand that there's a need to do certain things, but when you have people living on a state transfer, state pension, in our case, there isn't a possibility to match those costs of living. And people are making some extremely hard decisions that have us really concerned.
What exact measures then would make a difference to your members, say over the summer, when you talk about them usually being able to squirrel a bit of money aside during the summer because they're not spending so much on heating and they can't do that anymore and the cost of groceries eating in. So what do you want specifically?
Well, what they would be saying is very much that there's a reduction in your heat. Now, for older people, sometimes there's an early morning and a late 8 in the evening. You know, they would light fires or put on the electricity. But they do reduce their bill during the summer months. And normally that's the time to save, to pay towards winter fuel costs. The reality is that anything they're saving now is being absorbed in all of the other increases. And what we're saying is it's time to look at are the measures that have been taken, can they be re-looked at and find a new way of managing it for people on lower incomes?
And do you fear, Sue, sorry to cut across you, do you fear, because this has been one of the criticisms of government is that because everybody is feeling the pinch, there's been an attempt maybe to reduce the cost of living for everyone. And that actually what the government should be doing, not everyone agrees with this, but what some have suggested is what the government should be doing is just accepting that some people are going to have to kind of lump it and actually target measures at the people who can afford it least.
I think there is a need to be realistic about how it's impacting on different cohorts, how we're managing that. So I do think there is a time for targeted actions. One of the things we would support is that Wage Action have called for a fuel energy guarantee, which would allow for allowing for the fact that there would be increases in your pension linked to the cost of living increases, so that you have a guarantee for people on very low incomes that there will be an allowance made to them for the rising cost of fuel. Because fuel in particular in homes is a huge, and for travel, but that there is a link for energy costs, that there is a guarantee for older people of a support in their estate pension towards that. So a reintroduction of that, a check on how those can be supported. And we're not saying we have all the answers. What we're saying is there is a space to sit down and look at how that might happen before we move into the budget and it's all decided.
Well, listen, Ali Moreno is with us as well. Ali has been in Ireland about 16 years. She's the mum of three kids, a single mum, and knows all about the increasing cost of living and the impact it has. Ali, you're welcome to the show, and thanks a million for taking the time to speak to us. In what ways have you felt the financial squeeze?
Hi, how are you doing? We're trying to do the best, like I said before. Well, I know everyone or families, they're struggling, but the thing what I can say is a single parent's job is really much harder, and it's very difficult for us, especially with the increasing prices on the food. Like fuel, okay, so what do we what can we do? You have to try and think, how do you cut off on some food or something, get something cheaper, which it's not getting cheaper. Every time you go shopping, you can see increases in prices on food. You have to feed the kids. You have to send them to school. Bus is fair. All of this, the list is really long. But you have to pay your bills. So you have to balance the small little money that you get. And saying that, I'm not saying I'm not grateful. I am grateful, but it is hard for us to juggle between, and you wake up sometimes in the middle of the night and thinking, right, I have this money, like, what do? Will I buy food or I'll pay the bills? If I won't pay the bills, I'll be cut off, or if I won't pay the rent, because lots of parents are now very high rent, single parents, I mean, it's very high, and the money that is coming, like, even if you are working, being a single parent or part-time job or full-time job, it is kind of, it's not enough. Like, let's say, like, Russ, I know people like saying you have to pay 2,000 euros up front for the rent and the deposit as well. Where this mother, a single mom that is not working with kids, can get this money?
Yeah.
From where? How?
And Ali, can I ask, Gary, I mean, have you had to make that trade-off? I mean, have you delayed paying some bills so that you could do the grocery shopping?
I've got a little bit of a trick, I'll tell you honestly. If you pay every week at least something, which I'm doing every week, I'm trying. I am living in the place where everything is electricity, right? And even in the summertime, it's not coming cheaper than in the wintertime, like you said before, because of the heating. My house, everything is electricity.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A little bit of a difference, yeah. But the fact that I am paying every week, and when I'm getting my bill, I'll be honest, I'm getting all your balances overdue, this amount. So I'm kind of trying a little bit to give there, a little bit to do. It is a stressful situation, and it's very hard. Mental
so
health
you're just,
is getting down the hill.
You know, I'm glad you're bringing up mental health, and I don't want to shut that down. I want to ask you about it in just a moment. But just for people listening at home, to be clear, what you're essentially saying, you're just paying off the bare minimum. The bills come through, and you're just maybe paying off a few euro just to keep them ticking over. But you're not paying all the bill.
No, I'm doing every week 20 euros per week. I have a pay-as-you-go card. I'm paying 20 euros per week. And sometimes when I don't have it because the kids are going to school, you have some events, so you need to buy them shoes, clothes, and stuff. And I'm not doing that week. The bills, I do what it's necessary for them because they can't go to school with no shoes or whatever because they're teenagers. They grow up overnight, and the shoes are
very
expensive.
I know.
You know what I mean? If you don't have kids, you'll understand me. So I kind of take the money off the bill, and I'm trying to juggle over there to do the site. And it's really stressful. It's so much stressful that you really sometimes you don't know what to do. It's overwhelming sometimes. It is. You can't sleep at night. You're thinking, where will I get this money? How do I do that? How do I balance this, whatever I have in there? So, yeah, but it is a struggle, a big struggle. I know it's a big struggle for all the country. We live in the hard situation. But I'm just talking now about what I know, what I am living, and what I know about the hundreds of people, thousands maybe. I don't know thousands, but I know a good few people, single parents, that are really, really struggling. And it just affects their mental health and the whole, it's terrible. Well, that's what I can say.
And Ali, when you say like it affects your mental health, obviously, you know, there's the kind of the anxiety and the stress of paying those bills.
My anxiety, it's all over the roof sometimes. And I can't sleep in the night. I have to go in the morning to work and I'm going to bed and I can't sleep because my brain is go overdrive. Oh, how I'll do that? How I'll figure out to fix that? How I'll do that? Going to the shops, getting the same things like I normally usually because I have healthy food balance. Like in my every time I'm going, it's like every day it's raising up. So when you normally pay for the food that you get, 100 euros. Now I paid yesterday 148. I nearly cried at the till. I was afraid I won't have enough money. It's just not right.
At the till, you thought maybe your card wouldn't work. You wouldn't be able to pay for the food.
Yeah, I did. I had the money that I said that's gone for my food, and that was my budget.
Is that the money gone? It's gone now.
Yes, they are. And the next wages are in 2 weeks, so that's okay.
So what are you going to do? You mentioned the kids. If the kids need new shoes, they need something for school. What are you going to do in the next 2 weeks until you get paid again?
I don't know. I'm just going to try to figure out I don't know. Being some mashed potatoes and sausages, that's going to be the dinner. Not all the time. I'll try to figure out something. I'll try to juggle. But the point is why a parent should go through the worries. Our responsibility is to raise a good educated child, to send him to college, to get the job. That's the deal. That's the plan. But it's not all the time the same because even education is very expensive, and if you're not qualified for Swiss grant, that you cannot do any education. I've been there with my older son, so unfortunately, he had to drop out from the college. He loved really college, which I was surprised because the boys are boys, teenagers, hormones, and whatever they are. But he was loving to go to college, and because Swiss grant. He went for half a year, I think, till January. They couldn't pay the Swiss grant for him because apparently I brought him to Ireland on a special visa and we're not qualified. So he had to drop out from the college and go back to Moldova, where I'm from. And he was working, saving money, and to pay for education in there because he wanted to have a college education, high-level education.
Yeah.
And we were actually apart again. When I came to Ireland, I haven't seen my son for 8 years, my fourth child. 8 years, I didn't see him. And when I got him here, finally, I said, our family are going to be together. And the other two kids, they're missing their big brother. But that's the way it is. The system is broken. And the system, what I can say, it's not broken. They have just a small, like a square. They actually do not consider this different probably situations. There's a problem, different sides of the story on the questions. So they just market everyone on that side. And I miss him. I do miss him every day. Even he's 22. He is my child.
Oh, yeah. And listen, you're always going to miss him, I think, in that situation. Ali, I'm sorry. Like, it's just awful to think of... you're going through the next fortnight until you get paid again with literally no money. And as you said, kind of mashed potatoes and sausages is how the kids are going to have to get through it. And God willing, there's no unexpected costs or new shoes or any demands like that. And you're right, I do know as a parent that the demands for shoes come thick and fast. Those feet never stop growing. Ali, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us here on The Hard Shoulder. Back in a moment.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.